get to know more about the meteorological elements which determine the weather. First, elements of the weather. After explaining the difference between weather and climate, we are going to focus on how to study the weather. When you watch the weather forecast on TV, there are certain elements that the weather person always describes. Have a look at the following picture where you can find all the important elements that are taken into account when describing the weather. These elements are air temperature. Air temperature may be positive or negative. The dividing point between positive and negative air temperature is 0 degrees when water freezes and turns to ice. Air humidity. Air humidity depends on the amount of water vapor in the air. When humidity is higher in the winter, we feel colder. But when humidity is high and the air temperature is high, it feels stuffy. Clouds. Clouds are a cluster of tiny water droplets or ice crystals in the atmosphere. Precipitation. Precipitation varies depending on whether it falls from the clouds, like for example rain, snow, frozen rain, hail, or forms on the surface of the ground and on objects, like for example dew, frost, hoarfrost, ice. Visibility. Visibility is the maximum distance beyond which an observed object blends into the distance and cannot be distinguished. Fogs. Fogs are a cluster formed by the condensation of water vapor close to the ground. Atmospheric pressure. Atmospheric pressure is pressure generated by the weight of air. Wind. Wind is the horizontal movement of air caused by differences in atmospheric pressure. Solar radiation. Solar radiation is the intensity of UV radiation that comes from the sun. Now, let's study the instruments that measure these elements of the weather. You have an activity where you have to drag the elements of the weather from the left to match them with the corresponding measuring gadget on the right. Good luck!